I've noticed a number of things here, but I'm only going to share one observation real quick. Anyone else notice the irony? The biggest chili pepper grower in the state, his last name is Curry.
That's true. So, Ed, we've got so many stories about chilies and growing good chilies for salsa because May is salsa month. We're celebrating that. By the way, listeners, on Fill Your Plate, Arizona Farm Bureau's consumer-facing website, we have several articles about salsa, and today's lead article on the blog is about salsa and some fun facts. And then you can search for salsa recipes on Fill Your Plate. It's a fun website with about four searchable databases. But Ed, one of the things we wanted to ask you in the second segment is we've got Arizona is going to have a pretty cool thing happen to us. Is it called the International Chili Conference coming up down the road when we can all gather again?
It's known as the IPC, International Pepper Conference. I was honored with being elected chairman of that in November or December of 2018, and we will be holding it, Lord willing, providing that we get through this terrible time with this COVID thing, and we'll be holding it the 28th, 29th, and 30th of September. They will be at the University Marriott, there, which the folks have been great to deal with through all this problem. We'll be there at the University of Marriott for the abstracts, and the scientists give all their talks. The day before that, on the 29th, we'll be right here at my farm where we'll have over 150 different obsessions of peppers from all over the world and different country companies that have sent us seed to grow. In fact, we're in process of putting them in the ground as we speak so that they'll be ready for folks to see. And that particular day here at the farm, we're really looking forward to it. As chairman, I took it a little differently. Typically, the format for the IPC was a abstract day and then touring some processing facilities. We have processing facilities here on the farm where we have made salsa, we make chili paste, we dehydrate chili. We also brine chili, which is kind of like you get Tabasco pepper and that kind of thing with that's brined or pickled. We do all of those here as well as freeze some chili. But the idea for our field day is we're going to have these different products of or types of chili grown, and we hope to give lectures. I have several scientists lined up giving lectures on soil health, fertility, organic farming of pepper, the peppers themselves, the different types, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's been a great honor to bring this to Arizona, and I'm hoping and praying that this COVID thing will let up and that we can have it. If not, we'll probably move it to 2021, but Lord willing, we'll be able to have it this year, I think.
What's pretty cool is it's the international level, and, you know, we're not so well known for so many unique things in our agriculture. Just last week, I interviewed Waylon Wirtz. They have the Gourd Festival every February, and I found out from him, I didn't know this, that Arizona hosts hosts the largest gourd farm. He has he ships gourds to different artists and for all sorts of purposes, even more functional purposes, all over the world. And here we've got, like I like to say of Ed Curry, you know, chili farmer extraordinaire, and you're going to be basically the host for the International Pepper Conference in September in 2020, if not 2020, at least 2021, it sounds like.
Yes, in Naples, Florida, 2 years ago, we had 37 different countries represented with scientists giving talks from every country. So, yeah, it's an international thing. It's a great honor to be the host of that and leadership in that. And hopefully it'll do our state good. We're really tickled. The U of A folks have been nothing but good. I'm the first non-university person to ever be elected to this position. So it's been a great honor, and thank goodness, we've had good help from many folks at the university. Dr. Jeff Silvertooth, Randy Norton.
All sorts of cool
people. The list goes on too long. I better not even say them all. But
Ed, I was going to say, you might be the first person to come up with a periodic chart for peppers, because what you're talking about is so above my head. It's amazing.
Well, it's, you know, it's all pretty simple at least at the farm level, and but yet, yeah, there is a lot of science to this, and that's what folks miss is
the science.
The peppers are peppers are pepper, and it's not. There's so many different subtleties, and anything we've done in breeding, I have to give my people here credit. Manuel Cervantes and David Cartmell and Rosanna Zuniga, we all work together. We're a team, and these guys know chili.
That's awesome.